Hum.
Eek. Yes, yes, very good.
Hum. Hum. Hum.
Ponder looked up as yellow light spread across the plain. There was a circle of blue sky opening above. The rain was stopping.
Eek.
It occurred to Ponder to wonder what a little old man was doing painting pictures in a bare landscape on a whole new continent. And then there was darkness. The old man smiled with something like satisfaction and turned away from the drawing he'd just completed. It had a lot of pointy hats in it, and it had faded right into the rock. And he was as happy as anything and had drawn all the spiders and several possums before he found out what was missing. He never even knew about the very strange and unhappy duck-billed creature that slid silently into the river a little way off.
"Got to be at least some kind of cousins," said the Arch-Chancellor. "It's not a common name. Have another beer."
"I had a look through the unseen records once," said Rincewind, morosely. "They never had a Rincewind before." He upended the can of beer and finished the dregs. "Never had a relative before, come to that. Never, ever." He pulled the top off another can. "No one to do all those little things relatives are supposed to do, like send you some horrible cardigan at Hogswatch. Stuff like that."
"You got a first name? Mine's Bill."
"It's a good name. Bill Rincewind. Don't know if I've even got a first name."
"What do people usually call you, mate?"
"Well, they usually say stop him," said Rincewind, and took a deep draught of beer. "Of course, that's just a nickname. When they want to be formal, they shout, don't let him get away." He squinted at the can. "It's much better than the other stuff," he said. "What's this say? Funnel web? It's a funny name for a beer."
"You're reading the list of ingredients," said Bill.
"Really?" mumbled Rincewind. "Where was I?"
"Pointy hats, water running out, talking kangaroos, pictures coming alive." "That's right," said the Dean. "If that's what you're like sober, we want to see what effect a beer has." "You see, when the sun's up," said Arch-Chancellor Bill, "I've got to go down to the prison and see the Prime Minister and explain why we don't know what's happened to the water. Anything you can do to assist would be very useful. Give him another tinny, Dean. People are already banging on the gates. Once the beer runs out, we're in strife."
Rincewind felt that he was in a warm amber haze. He was among wizards. You could tell by the way they bickered all the time. And somehow the beer made it easier to think. A wizard leaned over his shoulder and put an open book in front of him.
"This is a copy of a cave painting from Kanguli," he said. "We've often wondered what the blobs are above the figures."
"That's rain," said Rincewind after a glance.
"You mentioned this before," said Bill. "Little drops of water flying through the air, right?"
"Dropping," Rincewind corrected him.
"And it doesn't hurt?"
"Nope."
"Water's heavy. Can't say the idea of big white bags of the stuff floating around over our heads appeals."
Rincewind had never studied meteorology, although he had been an end user all his life. He waved his hands vaguely. "They're like steam," he said, and hiccups. "That's right. It's lovely. Fluffy steam."
"They're boiling?"
No. Very cold clouds. Sometimes they come down very low. They even touch the ground." The wizards looked at one another.
"You know, we're making some bloody good beer these days," said Bill. "Clouds sound bloody dangerous to me," said the Dean. "We don't want them knocking over trees and buildings, do we?"
"Oh, but they're soft, see? Like smoke."
"But you said they weren't hot."
Rincewind suddenly saw the perfect explanation. "Have you ever huffed on a cold mirror?" he said, beaming.
"Not on a regular basis, but I know what you mean."
"Well, basically, that's clouds." "Can I have another beer? It's amazing. It doesn't seem to have any effect on me, no matter how much I drink. It helps me think clearer."
Arch-Chancellor Rincewind drummed his fingers on the table.
"You and this rain stuff, you got to be connected, yes? We've run out of water, and you turn up."
Rincewind burped.
"Got to put something right, too," he said. "Pointy hats all floating in the air."
"When did you last see them?"
"In the brewery, with no beer in it. Said it's haunted. Pointy hat haunting."
Bill stared at him.
"Right," he said.
He looked at the forlorn figure of his distant cousin, now very close up.
"Let's get down there."
He glanced at Rincewind again and seemed to think for a moment. "And we'll take some beer," he added. Ponder Stibbons tried to think, but his thoughts seemed to be going very slowly. Everywhere was dark and he couldn't move, but somehow it wasn't too bad. It felt like those treasured moments in bed when you're just awake enough to know that you're still nicely asleep. It's amazing how time passes. There was a huge bucket chain now, stretching all the way from the harbour to the brewery. Despite the tangily refreshing oak spiciness of their Chardonnays, the Exians weren't the kind of people to let a brewery burn. It didn't matter that there was no beer in it. There was a principle at stake. The wizards marched through the crowd to a chorus of mutters and the occasional jeer from someone safely tucked away at the back. Smoke and steam came out of the main doorway, which had been burst open by a battering ram. Arch-Chancellor Rincewind stepped inside, dragging his happily smiling